AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rain is falling in Tampa Bay ahead of the expected arrival of powerful Hurricane Milton. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents in evacuation zones to get out before it's too late.
If there are a lot of people that do stay behind, I mean, unfortunately, there will be fatalities. Like, I don't think there's any way around it when you have storm surge that could be 10 feet.
Forecasters say the storm surge could exceed that. DeSantis says there are numerous shelters with room for people and pets, as well as other resources the state is making available, like gas.
There is no, right now, fuel shortage. However, demand has been extraordinarily high, and some gas stations have run out.
I'm Julie Walker.
Christian Burke in Gulfport, Florida, is not evacuating. He says his father built his house to withstand a Category 5 storm.
He overdid it. He went beyond FEMA, and it's supposed to work. You get in a car every day and drive, you expect it to work. We expect this home to work.
Milton is now at Category 4 and is expected to weaken before reaching land in Florida late tonight or early tomorrow. David Baker at the University of Washington is one of the winners of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for techniques to predict and even design novel proteins.
I'm really excited about the prospects for, for protein design in the immediate future. And, you know, I think all the pressing problems facing humanity that I think we're really well poised to tackle in medicine, energy, sustainability.
Baker shares the prize with Demis Hassabis and John Jumper, who both work at Google DeepMind, a British-American artificial intelligence research lab based in London. Palestinians say a large-scale Israeli operation in northern Gaza has killed dozens of people and threatens to shut down three hospitals. This is AP News. North Korea says it will permanently block its border with South Korea
and build up front-line defense structures to cope with what it calls confrontational hysteria by South Korean and U.S. forces, while not announcing an expected constitutional revision to formally designate South Korea its principal enemy. It's unclear how they'll affect ties with the South, since cross-border travel and exchanges have been halted for years. North Korea's military says it will completely cut off roads and railways linked to the South and fortify the relevant areas of our side with strong defenses, according to the North's official Korean Central News Agency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A family friend says former Senator Tim Johnson, a centrist who was the last Democrat to hold statewide office in South Dakota, has died of complications from a recent stroke. He was 77. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.